Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 6:15. Good morning. Take me out to the ball game. Okay, don't
take
me.
Are you happy now that baseball is back?
Yes, even though I had a watch opening day involving the Yankees, the team I despise the most, I was okay. I watched the game on ESPN last night, and it was weird and wonderful. Just watching two teams play with nobody in the stadium is just weird. It's just strange. So
yeah, it's kind of bizarre.
Fox Sports has come up with CGI fans, so I can't wait to see the first Fox game and see all these fake people. I actually watched a feature on how they will do it. They're just random CGI humans, and then they change the color of their shirts depending on who the home team is. This is going to be cool. It's going to be so cool. So anyway.
I don't know if that's cool or weird.
Well,
or
let's
both.
Ask Movie Mike later. He's probably going to love it because it's CGI, right? But CGI for some of you guys at the fire company, right? Right now, it's computer-generated imaging. So there you go.
If you ever watched a Marvel movie,
yeah,
the Hulk is not real, guys.
The whole movie CGI. So I was excited. It was so weird, especially when they piped in the applause. They also piped in boos and yays when there was a home run. And there was nobody in the stadium. So if you watched it on ESPN last night, you saw the first game of the season, and they didn't finish it because it was lightning and thunder and rain.
Oh, geez.
So it was over after six innings, like you heard Rob the Sports Center say at the top of the hour. And the pitcher gets credit for a complete game. And there was
a one-hitter, no less.
Yeah, one hitter, which was a home run. But that wasn't the first home run. The first home run of the season was hit by the Yankees.
Stanton with a drive out to left center field. And just like that, the Yankees have jumped in front. 2-0 New York. Had there been fans in the ballpark, it was a guy that bought the worst seat that would have gotten that souvenir.
That souvenir may sit there for another 8.5 innings.
And it didn't. It only sat there for about 4 innings. But some random dude carrying a clipboard, I don't know if he was a member of the ESPN production team or whatever, walked all the way up into the left center seats, picks up the ball and goes, puts it in his pocket.
Oh, so, look at this. Baseball.
That was great. Yeah, it was absolutely great. So, Laura, baseball's officially underway. My Red Sox play the Orioles tonight.
Exciting. Oh, there's your Friday night plans, Tom.
If I could find it on TV. I don't know. I may have to search the internet and share somebody's password to see it. But baseball is underway. Our Philadelphia Phillies, we've been bragging about them going to the FM dial on Eagle 107 for months. They finally start playing tonight. The Miami Marlins and the Phillies, pregame 6:30, first pitch 7:05 on Eagle. So they're all excited up the hall about that. That's pretty cool.
Good stuff.
All right. But what do you do? Do you watch TV? Do you make your own popcorn? Do you make your own boiled
your
hot dogs in dirty water?
Cracker Jack.
I mean, what do you, Cracker Jack? Yeah, go to the store, buy some Cracker Jack. Murphy wants some Cracker Jack?
He does.
Okay, good. let's do it. Let's do this baseball season as weird and as wonderful as it's going to be. Go ahead, Laura. You can just sing. It's Friday. Just do it.
I can?
Yeah, go ahead.
Even with the delay? Whoa, living on a prayer. Whoa,
there it is, ladies and gentlemen.
We're halfway there.
Welcome to Friday. Laura has lost her stuff. Tom and Laura in the morning. Sorry. News is coming up next. I was watching, I told you, I was watching the first baseball game last night, and they put the commissioner on, and he totally could not handle the delay. And I thought, you know what? Tom and Laura are really doing okay. He was totally,
right.
He was just like talking when the other dude was talking, and finally the announcer on ESPN had to say, "We're really sorry, commissioner, we haven't told you about the delay, you know?" And he's looking like, delay? What are you talking about? It was funny. And then to make matters worse, he was trying to tough his way through this like third inning or second inning interview, fourth inning maybe. And then there was a big crack of lightning behind him, a big bolt of lightning. And the announcer says, Mr. Commissioner, we don't want to scare you, but there was just a giant bolt of lightning behind you. I think we should wrap this interview up. It was a kind way of saying, you really suck at delay, so we're done with you. It was kind of funny. So much to talk about baseball opening day. But let's talk golf. You want to talk golf, Laura?
Sure. Why not?
News is coming up. You won't hear this story in the news, but it's really funny. This guy is golfing with his dad, and his phone blips, and he has a Venmo payment for $3,500 put into his account by some dude he doesn't even know. Now, what do you do in that situation, Laura? I mean,
I don't know.
Do you up your wagering on the golf course? Hey, Dad, I'll bet you a grand you don't make this next shot. I mean, anyway.
You're asking the wrong gal, because unless it's playing the ponies, I don't bet.
You're exactly right. Congratulations to Trevor Harwood. He was the golfer with his dad. He did the right thing.
I was just out here golfing with my dad. I started not playing very well, so I kind of lost interest a little bit and checked out my phone. And it said, Isaac paid you $3,500. I thought, I really don't know this dude at all, you know?
I typed his name in. He said, oh, yeah, that's me. He's like, oh, it's okay. Just push it, and pushed it. And there went the money. Please, you know, have a good heart.
I ended up messaging him back saying, you know, I'll send it back, but I'm pretty thirsty.
But you can definitely buy, you know, a couple cases of beer. I don't care. Just, you know, if we can get the majority of it back, I'm more than happy.
But I'm pretty thirsty. You could have your money back, but I'm pretty thirsty.
Right.
So he got a couple cases of beer. But how many times has this happened to anybody? Not the money part, but you get this text. Laura, is this you? So you're like, yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's $3,500. It's like, wait, I don't even know who you are. But you said,
but I'll take the $3,500.
And then he sent it back for two cases of beer. 94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning, just a few minutes away from a Flashback Friday. Get ready to fire up your requests and get them in. How many songs are there about tequila? It's National Tequila Day.
A bunch. There are a bunch.
All right, well, we all know tequila. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But
what's that one that's like, put the lime in the coconut? Do you know that one?
Yeah, that's Harry Nilsson from the early 70s. But I don't think, does he ever mention tequila in that? That song's kind of like, put the lime in the coconut and any other kind of booze you have laying in the cabinet. Yeah, there you go.
Hence, tequila.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Normally, it's at the back of the booze cabinet.
It is. And you only use it when, what? When you don't have anything left?
I mean, I like tequila. The husband does not. Oh. I love to make a classic margarita.
Okay, I know you're a margarita girl. That's okay.
On the rocks, salted rim, not too sweet. I don't like the sugary kind.
Okay, all right. We are celebrating National Tequila Day, and listen to this. It's another tequila. Oh, there's the Eagles. Okay. So when I taste tequila. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. What? It was just the tequila talking. Oh. But don't ask her on a straight tequila night. Got a girl named Sheila. She goes bad. On tequila. Can't stop grinning. I had too much tequila last night. Oh, what the heck is this stuff, Laura? I don't even know. Yeah. All of a sudden, I felt like it was Tom and Laura on Bigfoot. I mean,
who knew that there were so many country songs about tequila?
I was going to say 75% of those at least were all country songs.
I thought country people just drank beer.
Bear.
I thought they drank
and
beer.
Whiskey.
Bear.
Bear.
And tequila.
I guess so. Anyway, happy Tequila Day to all. And Tequila Day and Friday. Bad combination, yes or no?
No, it's a great combo.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. 7 o'clock news block on the way next, and then it's Flashback Friday. Here's something that might leave you speechless. A nursing facility, a retirement care community, whatever the name is nowadays that you use, is deciding to spice it up a little bit. Their residents have been a little uptight with the lockdown, so they decided to start brewing their own beer.
Fantastic.
I think this is a great story for Friday.
They get excited, and excitement is not something you really see a lot, especially nowadays. Everybody's starting to get burned out. Things are becoming a bit formulaic, but to see that excitement in their face, and they kind of get a little giddy up in their step, and they're really involved and ask about it later, and there's follow through, and it's sort of a sense of purpose and community that is really hard to find sometimes.
Yeah.
I feel like it's something that they can take ownership of.
There you go. They can take ownership of brewing beer in their own bathtub. Yes.
I love it.
Actually, they're doing it legit.
Tom.
What's that?
Tom, it's gin in the bathtub.
Okay,
it's
sorry.
Beer in the basement.
And
come on now.
And where do you make the boilo? I don't even remember. Anyway.
In a jar.
In a jar.
In a secret hiding spot.
In the basement in Shamokin. I don't know.
Or in the woods. Or out the bush.
The bush? There's a Coleridgean phrase right there, girl. K4KX Flashback Friday from the album Everyone Calls Stairway to Heaven. Zeppelin going to California. I promised this yesterday, Laura. I'm going to play this song for the first time. I saved it for Flashback Friday. Are you ready?
I can't wait.
Okay. 1973, Led Zeppelin was coming out of the studio after a recording session, and the Rolling Stones were going into the studio to record Goat's Head Soup, the album, in 73. Now, Jimmy Page says, "You guys mind if I hang around?" And so the Stones said, "No, go ahead." And Jimmy Page ends up playing lead guitar in a song called Scarlet, which was never put on the album. That song dropped yesterday. Isn't that cool?
That's amazing. Have you heard the song?
Here it comes.
Oh, here it is.
Just a piece of it for you. This morning. The Rolling Stones with Jimmy Page of Led Zeppelin, and the song's called Scarlet. You could upload it, download it, what do you call it? You could do whatever you want with that today. But
you
I
can
just
download it.
I just think it's so
it.
Cool when you hear like a piece of history, you know, and you
that's
say
awesome.
Like, that song, okay, it sounds a little demo-ish, it sounds a little raw, but that's okay. Those things get like tossed in a vault or thrown under someone's mattress or something, and when they get discovered, it's a beautiful, magical thing on a Flashback Friday. So, Rolling Stones and Led Zeppelin. Did you ever think you'd hear the combo? 94KX. Flashback Friday. She is simply irresistible. Cue the music, please.
Karen.
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 That's Karen.
Karen. Karen.
You what?
Why did you do that?
Why did you do that, Karen?
Alarming but disarming and a really very charming modern girl.
Karen. She's Karen. I just love that jingle so much. Here's a chance to use a Karen story as a Flashback Friday feature. The latest chapter of Karen, no mask in a pizza parlor.
We don't need a mask.
She's hard of hearing, so she can't wear a mask.
I speak my mind. I have a right to see your lips because you do not under any circumstances.
Hey, Karen.
Y'all should call the police.
You know what?
What, Karen?
What, Karen?
I have a right to my pizza.
She has the right to her pizza.
You know what, Tom?
What's that?
All masking issues aside, we're not even going to touch on that.
Uh-huh.
But she brought up an excellent point.
Which is?
Especially on a Friday.
Okay.
We all do have a right to pizza.
You know it!
You gotta fight for your right to pizza!
Yes!
Flashback Friday there, using the Beastie Boys for Karen. I- 94KX, Flashback Friday. Yeah, we played a never-before-heard Rolling Stones song earlier this morning. So now, all of a sudden, play some more Rolling Stones. If you were with us earlier this morning, we played a song never heard. The Rolling Stones featuring Led Zeppelin, which was called Scarlet. It was a pretty cool song. So Honky Tonk Woman should take care of you. Keep the requests coming in. Text. We just got a real interesting text. We'll talk about that coming up. You enjoying this so far, Laura? This has been fun.
Oh, my gosh. This has been a great Flashback Friday.
Yeah, and more flashback stuff coming, including the fact that there is actually a song called Ice Cream, You Scream. You know that song that we sing for ice cream? You know.
Oh.
Ice Cream, You Scream. Yeah.
We all scream for ice cream.
It was actually recorded in the 1920s.
Ice cream, you scream, you scream for ice cream, rum, rum. Ice cream's gonna water, ginger ale, pop.
I never knew there was lyrics to this, Laura. I just thought it was a hook. It was recorded back in the early 1920s when a guy in Iowa created the very first Eskimo pie. But he didn't call it Eskimo pie. He called it an ice cream. The letter I, scream. So now in today's day of, you know, ethnic equality and all that, they are removing the name of Eskimo pie. Should they go back to the name ice cream? I think it's a cool idea.
I really like it. Cool.
Yeah. So let's go back to the original name. Ice cream. For ice cream.
This is catchy.
Yeah, it is. It's weird, but catchy. And as a side note, the sale of ice cream during the pandemic has skyrocketed 26%.
It's because at nighttime, everybody just needs a little sweet treat.
Till the end of time.
Text request on a Flashback Friday from Barbara. She says, George Michael? Father figure? Question mark? Sure, a spooky taxi driver kind of song. There's a movie. There's a flashback movie. Go rent that. Woo! Weird stuff. You talking to me? You talking to me?
You talking to me?
Yeah, there you go. News is next. Hey, speaking of another flashback, and we've got a ton of them I've been saving all week long. Dave Mason, a classic rock and roller from years and years ago, has teamed up with a kind of a quick put-together band featuring Tom Johnston, Patrick Simmons, John McPhee, and Michael McDonald of the Doobies, Mick Fleetwood from Fleetwood Mac. Also, other people drop in on this song like Sammy Hagar, but they have done a remake for people that are getting through these tough COVID times. And if you've tested negative, you're feeling all right. So here's a sample of that.
Seems I've got to have a change of scene. Every night, have the strangest dream. There's something about the way it might have been. Left you on my own is so. Someone locked the door and took the key.
But I'm feeling all right. Yeah. Kind of a cool remake that's available
that's
now.
That's neat. I like it.
Joe Cocker did it back in the early 70s. And now Dave Mason and his rock and roll all-stars there doing a remake of Feeling All Right. How are you feeling today, Laura? All right?
I'm feeling all right. Are you feeling all right?
I'm feeling all right. And we hope you're feeling all right, too. 94KX Flashback Friday, possibly the weirdest song ever recorded. But in the early days of MTV, Fleetwood Mac did a song featuring the USC Marching Trojan Band. And Stevie Nicks dressed as a majorette. That's all you needed to hear. The song was called Tusk. On a Flashback Friday, on National Tequila Day, you still there, Laura?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I thought maybe, you know, the party started early at your place. I wasn't sure.
It may or may not have.
No, I love that Laura Good phrase. It may or may not have. Anyway, that's fine. I mean, on any given Flashback Friday, we may or may not have had a party going on here in the studio, but that seems like such a long time ago.
It's a party no matter what, Tom. Come on now.
All right, let's go get hot dogs today.
Sweet.
How's that? Welcome back. Gift card blasting continues. And today is Wicked Dog at the Wicked Dog Grill.
What's up, Jeff? So cool.
Shout out
to
Jeff.
I love Wicked Dog Grill.
Yeah, they're open Wednesday through Saturday, 11 to 2. And please bring your mask when you want to Wicked Dog it, okay? This is pretty cool. Listen for the bell to ring after 4 and get yourself a $50 gift card. $50, that's a lot of hot dogs.
That is a lot of dogs. Yum. Very cool.
I think we got a little Coney Island contest going on here tonight. You grab your $50 worth of dogs, and you see how fast you can eat them. Woo! And then maybe involve a little tequila. It's a party.
There it is.
There it is. All months of July, we salute the mom and pop businesses with our welcome back gift card blast. 94KX wrapping up Flashback Friday. Laura, there's a new fever going around, and it's called the boogie fever.
See, and I have a fever, and the only solution or cure is
70s
more
disco? Oh,
no. More cowbell.
Oh, of course, yes, more cowbell. There it is. How do you swab your nose when you have boogie fever? I'm just kind of wondering.
Ew. I don't even want to think about that.
All right, never mind. It was the Silvers, it was disco, it was the 70s. Thank you for the requests. Some of them were quite amazing. Some of them were songs we probably cannot play on the radio. So believe it or not, I actually was behaved today. I was a good boy. I did think about some of the requests and go, the boss ain't listening, play it. But
you didn't.
No, Taylor came in here and told me not to, so that's the way it
goes. Good job, Tay-Tay.
Yeah, good job, Tay-Tay. Hey, speaking of coming in here, Chad Evans is on the way next. We like to wrap up the show with a thought for the day. And you showed me it. It comes with a beautiful picture of your poochies.
Oh, yes. Those little pup-pups were living their best life on the farm.
Okay.
And I snapped a photo, and I thought, oh, I should share this. And then I found this quote. Don't know who said it, but I was like, oh, man, dogs are the best.
Dogs are the best, you know?
They are. So despite all the bad days and mean people, we both still believe in good days and kind people. Right, Tom?
You betcha.
The end of the quote. If you push all the rest of that aside, there's always dogs.
There's always dogs. You are absolutely right. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Thanks. Bye, Tommy. Bye, guys.
Bye.